Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada Chila, Prabhupada. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Gauranitai. Jaya Radha Ganaya Lala, Radha Ganaya Lala, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaura Nitai ki, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Hare Krishna. Before speaking in all seriousness and a little bit intensely, I want to first express my profound gratitude to be again at a retreat where serious devotees come together with the focus of the on the holy name and a willingness to give their energy to improve their own relationship to the holy name. It is for me a great personal privilege to be facilitating such retreats. I've always considered myself a street preacher, a man of the road who gives different programs, mainly to non-devotee audiences. That all changed when I felt that the movement is in trouble, the Hare Krishna movement, and it needs to grow its, or the members need to grow their roots deeper in order to weather the storms of Kali Yuga which will come. At that time I turned around. Not that I leave the streets entirely, but I tried to serve in the our movement by moving from temples to temples, and then came a time in my own life where the places where I had been very active, which were under the direction of a very powerful ISKCON leader in Northern Europe, were severely affected by that leader's reorientation. The use the most polite and neutral language possible. At that time, I decided to go into the Himalayas and make long walks there alone, praying to Krishna for insights and inspirations how my service should look. And I did feel the inspiration was to see what I can contribute to the devotees, not really give big preaching programs, to make devotees. At that time, I decided to do something which is untypical for a shy person, for a person who's good in the public performance, but these people who are good in the outside world have a very shy inside nature. I decided to share what is my deepest conviction in my own Krishna consciousness with the devotees. And that is that in the holy name is everything. And to discover that takes focus and energy. How exactly everything for our spiritual growth is in the holy name. And out of this turn, so to say, we developed in Europe the japa retreats. Humorously enough, it was in one side branch of the Himalayas, the Alps. I don't know if you have heard. The Swiss Alps are considered to be geologically extensions of the Himalayas. Exactly how this is so, I don't know. But and we made japa retreats there, and then it spread all over Europe and to America and everywhere. And I'm now very happy to be with you. I don't consider myself a great chanter and a good japa chanter, but I wish to help you. So, good. This is some introduction for myself. I will again become a street preacher on 1st of January. You will see and hear what will come from the street, from Sachinanda Swami. But after that time, I'm still focused really on the devotee community. This is your level 2. You have all done level 1, or you have thought, let me join the experience of a japa retreat in level 2 for your own reasons. And I would like to encourage you a little bit and inspire you how to make most use out of your level 2. First of all, I think you all know what is the idea of a retreat. The idea of a retreat means to retreat, that is to move away from ordinary life to make new experiences. I think the most perfect example of a retreat is found in India, in the custom of going into a house inside a house. That was a custom in the ancient times, where each 6 months people left their ordinary lives, usually in villages, because India was village oriented at that time, self-sufficient and so on. And they had at the end of the village a mud house, a clay house, with a window facing the east and the west, two windows only, and inside that house, another house with windows facing not east and not west, south and north. There was a house inside a house. And the idea was that each 6 months a person would enter this house inside the house to exclusively engage in the practice of coming in contact with himself and God. This house within the house situation allowed only indirect sound and indirect light to enter into a person's perception, which was very much resembling the situation of what? Life within the womb, yes. In life within the womb, you only hear indirect sound and indirect light. I guess you see that this night is a little darker. This is bright sunlight, especially when mother takes a sun bath on her belly button. That's a word I learned in the Alachua community. Indirect light, indirect sound resembling life within the womb. You would start all over again your life. You would take an eraser on the blackboard of your life, make it clear. Concentrate on the essence. I am an eternal soul, part and parcel of the Lord. And you would do. You would eat minimally some fruits, and you would chant holy mantras, sacred hymns, read and shastras, and just come back to the essence. Because, my dear devotees, as we deal with our life in the material world, we often face what Bhaktivinoda Thakur calls the waves of Maya. In my terminology, I say to life, it's the great wave of life. Don't know if some of you have grown up near the beach. Our Giriraj Maharaj lives now near the beach, but I have not been there and can't say how high the waves are. I come from the North Sea, the places where the Vikings came with their big boats to civilize Europe. there are very high waves in the North Sea. When you stand in the wave, that wave comes and takes you right off your feet and throws you on the beach. As children, we like this very, very much and danced with glee with the waves. Until they swept us off our feet. So life is very often like that. Something happens which was not exactly what we foresaw, and it took us with such a force, I should say with an emotional force, sweeping us from our feet and throwing us somewhere. I'm at the moment engaging in conversations with a few devotees, and invariably our discussion, which is always an explorative discussion, turns to events in the life which may had a high impact on us and altered the course of our thinking and our living. That's not a big surprise. This is just how life is.
Habu dubu bai.
Ooh, bai, brother, sister. You are in the waves of life. And you're moved. You're shaken. You're emptied out. You're filled with new stuff. It's constantly working the material energy. And I have a surprise for you. It doesn't stop when you say, I'm a Hare Krishna. It continues the waves. It continues with saffron-colored water or zari-colored ocean water. It's the waves. which still move. It's not that we are entirely free from the effects of the material energy upon our consciousness. We have a chance to come to a transcendental position. And this is what the Japa retreat is. The Japa retreat wants to offer you an opportunity to come to the transcendental position, to leave the waves behind, to come to an independent, spiritual, rich position, to come to something which can fill you with a new life. I would like to give you a little analogy of a person who comes to a Japa retreat, level 2. The cup of his life is full. Just like this cup. Full with thoughts, full with experiences, full with hopes, full with disappointments, full with stories. Now, on a Japa retreat, if you take the retreat, like we said, the life, you know, this idea of retreating, moving back, something should empty out. The story of your life should slowly come out. That's why we say, please reduce emails, outside contacts. Please reduce your story. If you don't do it voluntarily, but you participate in the Japa retreat, Krishna might do this for you, empty you out in an almost traumatic experience on the 64-round stay. This is very necessary so that something new can come in. The sweet, sweet water of the holy name. If you are so full with the story of the waves, the story of your life, the disappointments of your life, the hopes of your life, the sick or healthy muscular bodies of your life, you will only get more of the same thing. If you want to have something new, you must become empty so that you can receive. This is the cathartic experience and the design of the Japa retreat. It happens either voluntarily or involuntarily, as long as you don't step on the side and get out of the stream. I recommend that you help with the process by observing a few helpful principles of retreating, which we have written down there. Now, I must admit, I can't see it from there. Could maybe someone read in good English pronunciation? Oh, we can now see. Thank you. Community. We have a community which are single-minded for the next few days. We are together as one community of seekers. Please participate. Please share. Please ask. Please serve. Please be there fully. Especially in level 2, you could make a mistake. Well, I know all of this. I was in level 1. I'm now just to have the good feel, the rub of the experience again. This time I'm doing it a little bit more laid back. That would be a danger of level 2 participants. Try to remember, leave the old thing to become ready receivers for the new thing. When I heard all of you sharing, I could understand that you have not yet reached in your assessment the perfection of your japa. You spoke of challenges. You spoke that it's not always possible for you to be there where you wish to be. So in the community of seekers, we can help each other, encourage each other, be there for each other. The next is enter the liminal space. That is, be ready to go a little bit to your borders, your granitsas, so that Krishna can take you from there. It's very nice at the end of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Parikshit Maharaj, who's just about to leave his body, he has already said to Shukadev Goswami, "Shukadev Goswami, allow me now to withdraw my speaking. The time of my last breath is approaching." At that moment, someone very near and dear comes on the scene. Uttara, his mother. "You just heard this wonderful discussion. Can you just give me a summary of it?" She, in other words, is a real nectar hunter, oblivious at this moment to the situation of her son, who's in a few minutes going. And Parikshit Maharaj obliges his mother, gives her the Bhakti Rasayana shlokas, tells her the summary of the Bhagavatam, and then tells to his mother, "Mother, make an endeavor to bring yourself into the association of devotees and hear about Krishna. Make an endeavor." A retreat functions like this. Make an endeavor, my dear devotees, to go to a space you usually don't go, because it is from there where you can be picked up by Krishna. Who of you has ever taught young children how to walk? Here come the mothers. I have two children I taught, Mark Aurelius and Dagi, nephews, before coming to Krishna consciousness. As a Swami, it doesn't work, my mystic potencies. And I tried with Radhika, but I just was no longer so good. But when I was before a Swami, I mean, in my other life, before Krishna consciousness, I was very good in bringing children into learning children the art of walking. And I always noticed only when the child makes an endeavor to lift his hands, and wants to walk, can you teach him to walk? By the way, the best way is you put him on your own feet, that's what I found out, and then walk left, you say left, and lift the left, but then the right. But all this doesn't work if the child doesn't make the endeavor and his readiness. So the second point is also like this. We are children who need to show Krishna a readiness, an endeavor, so that he can put us up and say, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna." A name which is imbued with rasa, the nam rasa. No, that is necessary. The third is separation from normal life. I think Mahatma Prabhu talked about this. The fourth is enter a symbolic death. You know, this is what I meant with my little analogy. Take this out. It's only a symbolic death. You will live much better without the scarf in your glass, without the threat of your story of life. You know, it's much more relieving, much more healthy, much more positive. There was once a robber who came to a saint and said, "I was so sinful.
can you teach me how to make advancement in the real life, in the life of the spirit? And the saint said, no, you are too sinful. I can't teach you. But what I see is in your whole vibration, you have only 1 week more to live. If you don't believe me, go and see Vaidya so and so. The robber went to Vaidya means Dr. So and so, who had been informed by the saint. Means don't talk about it. Then the Vaidya said, it's very obvious from your pulse, you know, 1 week is a very generous estimation. Go home and live properly. So the robber went, oh my God. The first place he went is, my dear wife, I was very terrible to you. Then he went to all the people he had stolen things from in the neighborhood and said, I just wanted to return this vase, you know, which I have stolen, and I wanted to give you this, and I want to. Then he remembered from his childhood there was this mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I should maybe chant this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. After 2 weeks, the robber was not dead. He went to the saint and said, my dear saint, you told me after 1 week I'm dead, and it's already 2 weeks where I'm living very comfortably. What is? The saint said, ask the Vaidya. He's the doctor, I'm not the doctor. The robber went to the Vaidya, and the Vaidya said, how do you feel, first of all? I'm feeling very good. And how is your consciousness? Yes, I always go to the temple, and I like people. I like to serve them. Yes, said the Vaidya, you have a wonderful benefactor. It's the sadhu. The sadhu, you had asked the sadhu that you would like to have spiritual instructions. So he came to me and said, I should tell you, you would be dead in 1 week. I followed him because he helped me also once with this technique. And now you have learned the spiritual life. The sadhu has answered your question by giving you an experience of spiritual life. My dear devotees, entering a retreat is something like this. You face the real issues of life. The real issues of life is not that you don't have no money, that you were hurt in the past, that your plans in life didn't work out you wanted. The real issue of life is not that the great wave of life brought you somewhere else where you expected to be. The great issue of life is that you are a part of Krishna. That Krishna has come in the most merciful form, the holy name, into your life, and that you can now make a relationship with him. This is the issue of life, and this is what we want to face in the retreat. And therefore, please enter a symbolic death. If you want, I can feel your pulse and tell you that you have to die in 6 weeks. I'm very good in this type of pulse reading. Or I can see your lifeline and I can tell you that it will end. I'm good in this type of palmistry. But I think you don't need it. Enter in symbolic death means focus yourself on the real things of life, which prepare you for eternal life.
And my little tip is, maintain the focus and maintain the energy throughout the next days. Then you can have a new birth, new, because you are free from the story. Remember the water can fill you again, some nice healing water, good water, water of spiritual life. And then we always say, be in the receiver's mentality. You can't conquer the kingdom of God. I don't know, when I was young, I was sometimes visiting parties. Especially there was this time in Hamburg where all the big bands were coming. And after the shows, there would be parties. Parties with the Stones, parties with Led Zeppelin. And when you were... No, Led Zeppelin did never make parties. They always disappeared. But Jimi Hendrix, everyone was available if you were in certain circles. And Richmond's son were in these circles. And we were trying to... there were sometimes opportunities for such parties. And if there were not, one could be a party crasher. Just make his way inside to be with the famous people. But this doesn't work in the spiritual world. It just doesn't work. You have to be invited in the spiritual, into the spiritual world. You have to therefore be in a receiver's and not achiever's mentality. These are some pillars of your retreat which might help you. Let me now say what I feel should be addressed, especially on level 2. You have all been in level 1, and I would like to focus your interest on 2 things which we slightly mention in level 1, but which is a little bit more discussed here on a deeper level. The first is the gap. The gap between your ideals or your opportunities and where you presently are. The gap between your belief, which you hold as most sacred, and your realization, which you presently have of that. The gap between the great promise of Lord Krishna that he will take the surrendered souls to him and will take care of them, and the lack of trust which we sometimes experience, the lack of willingness to throw ourselves in the loving arms of our Lord. Huh? This gap should be addressed by really trying more to think of the holy name, not of chanting, not as a technique, but as the holy name as real persons, Radha and Krishna, and a japa retreat as a time which is exclusively set aside from our life in order to establish a loving relationship and be responsible to respond to their loving promise and invitation. The second thing is, it's something which I have once read in a self-improvement book. It's something which Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj has first discussed with me. The first time in my life it came from him, and then I read it in the self-improvement book. Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj, who is a very intelligent man, says that any endeavor you do in this world starts with high expectations and a lot of effort, and you go up. Then, after some time, you fly on that level, and you get settled on where you are. Everything is normal for you. It is used. And then, if you don't put new realizations and energy at this point, to make it more graphic because some of you are tired. Here is where you start, right? You climb up, and then comes the time in your Krishna consciousness, and also in your japa, where you know, what is the American slang word? You know the moves. Is it the moves, or what do they say? I forgot. Know the routine, or whatever. There was a good American slang word for this. You know the what? You know the ropes. Thank you for your expert linguistic contribution. You know the ropes. Nothing new under the sun for you. You saw it all. You heard the lectures all. They are mostly boring. You know what comes next. And it always ends in, there's a great possibility. Yes, yes. Who experiences? Please show me the example. You are here on this sailing. Now, if you don't put new energy into this and get from this normal place to new discoveries, you will invariably go down like this on stage stand and go in the cellar of your spiritual life and go back to your story, your mind story, and your accepting and reacting. So in this japa retreat, there should be a boost in your spiritual life which brings you to the next level of your spiritual life. It will come, this boost or this impact, if you if you live by the try to go along with the retreat, if you participate in the kirtans, in the devotee association, in the hearing of the lectures, in the application of the insights, it is bound to come, because these are very powerful principles of bhakti, which are working both on the platform of ordinary devotional life according to the rules and regulations, and life performed out of some attachment to Krishna, out of some spontaneity. And you all know these five principles. You all have gone through lectures. I won't repeat them for you. It starts with chanting. Bhagavatam is there, devotee association, everything is here. So it's designed like this. These are absolute sure things which will happen. So I sincerely wish you a very good level 2. I'm very much committed to try to be of help to you. Please, if you require some inspiration, please do approach me. Please remain, keep your focus and your energy. Please approach it also in a very relaxed way. There's no need to be very... Just enter the boat will carry you, and stay on board. It's a very easy way. It's nicely designed. There is no sleep deprivation or sangha deprivation, and there's certainly no food deprivation. We have a good cook. There's no air conditioning deprivation. If it's absolutely, it becomes now cooler, and we can hopefully do without it. And it's very nicely and very comfortably arranged. The accommodations are super. The hot water works, I found out last week. Nice nature, supportive nature. And I believe you all will do very great. My request again is only 2 things. Maintain focus and energy throughout the time where you are here, and it can become a wonderful thing. Please don't expect that Giriraj Maharaj, Mahatma Prabhu, Purusha Shukta and his team will do it for you. There is this principle, yeya tamang prapadyante, it's the natural law of bhakti. In the degree someone surrenders to me, I reveal myself accordingly. This also holds true in a retreat. But please know that you can enter it very easily and very nicely. You are all serious lovers of God. You will do wonderful. Krishna, Krishna. I have come to my end. Thank you all very much. And I'm totally at your service. Anything I can do, I will give my last breath to help you. Hare Krishna.